Welcome back to the Harris Happening here on the Mighty 790 KFGO, and we've got another Twins game coming up tonight at 6:40. But before that, we have a very, very special guest in our studios tonight, Jennifer Knapp, who is a I could say a worldwide known musician because she's won a number of Dove Awards. She's been nominated for Grammys. She has she is in town to do I think you've did one already. You've got two other things coming up here, and she's going to join us right now to talk about her music, her life. What's going on? What's going to be happening in the future? And Jennifer, welcome to Fargo and KFGO.
It's great to be here.
You were here once before, right? A while back?
You know, I think it's been a good long while. I've been trying to track it down, but we figured it's got to be at least 15 years since I was in Fargo last.
Really? And you were over at the Fargo Dome?
Maybe so, yeah. You know, the older I get, the harder things are to remember. So, but yeah, it seems like a little bit familiar. I mean, where else were you going to go? Usually, like the memory that I have is being in a bus, walking out and seeing nothing but sky and arenas. So it's a pretty good bet that that might have been where we were at.
You've done some different kinds of music, but you are probably best known for your Christian music work, right?
Yeah, I spent the first, I call it career 1.0. I did three records as a Christian music artist and then retired from that in around 2002. Thought I quit music, actually, in its entirety. Took a big, long break, about 7 years. And then I came out with a new record in 2010. Came out as a lesbian, which, you know, has definitely a conversation point in and of itself.
Absolutely.
Getting ready for my next record. In fact, today we just announced the pledge campaign, so we're on the fundraising drive to raise the new funds for the next record. So it's been a really wild ride for the last 15, 20 years.
Is that one of those Kickstarter, Indiegogo things?
Yeah, it's basically the same thing as that. We're doing everything. You know, I'm knitting mittens and scarves doing Skype chats and handwriting lyrics and designing tattoos. So the whole mess, like there's all kinds of opportunities for people to be able to contribute to the next project.
Now, when you said you left the music for a while, you went to Australia. What brought you over there?
I did love. Isn't that great? Down Under, I'd been there a few times in my travels, and then I fell in love with somebody who was an Australian, so that kind of helped that along the way. But I lived there for 5 years, became a citizen, and hope to be buried there someday or something, maybe spread a little ashes there and a little back in Kansas. But I love it. It's a beautiful country, and it's been a brilliant part of my life.
So do you like shrimp on the Barbie?
I do like shrimp on the Barbie, although no one really ever says that.
I wasn't quite sure. Who was big down there, by the way? Is Crocodile Dundee was the biggest one in my generation?
Oh, right on. Crocodile Dundee is a bit of like a commercial, you know, like a bad cartoon commercial of Australia. But
well, he was like a tourist guy, right? Tourism at first.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, there's no sense of embarrassment in that account, but I mean, there are really great artists like Midnight Oils were one of the huge exports from Australia that really said a lot about what rock and roll was doing in Australia at the time. And in fact, there's an artist who's been writing for, gosh, maybe 30 years or more by the name of Paul Kelly, who I describe as the Bob Dylan of Australia. And any singer-songwriter of the world knows who this guy is. He's just one of the preeminent songwriters. So there's a lot of arts and culture that are going on in Australia that's really, you know, now I get to kind of double up my national pride.
Paul Kelly. I got to write that name down and check that out. Isn't that kind of a shame when there's somebody like that? And a lot of people haven't heard of them over in this country.
It's a big, big world. I think we take that for granted. Sometimes it seems like it's shrinking because of social networking. And, you know, now like that I'll send a tweet and I talk and tweet with people in South Africa, tweet with people in Australia and all over America. Sometimes it feels really small, but it's a real big effort to kind of bridge those gaps. It's a long way away to try and get music and travel and touring, and it's easy to talk, but it's a lot harder to get your body there all the time. So it's understandable that sometimes we don't always have artists that transcend national kind of boundaries.
Well, we're going to take a break here in a little bit, but before we do that, I want to get a song out of you here first, because I want folks to take a listen and see what they'll be seeing here the next couple of days.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm working on a new record right now, so these aren't recorded anywhere. I'm just out and I'm playing them, and I sat the other day in the afternoon sitting next to the Red River, and that reminded me a lot of growing up in Chinook, Kansas, just a little bit down I-29 here, and just reminded me of the Neosho River where I grew up. So I wrote this song a few weeks ago, and it's, I don't know, just about growing up in places like Fargo.
And what's it called?
It's called Neosho.
Here we go. Jennifer Knapp, everybody.
Daddy took me to the river once, and we lined the beer cans up against a tree.
Shot that 22 until there was nothing left but empties, scattered with our will. Neo, show, won't you carry me away? Southbound to Texas, to the Gulf and far away. I don't mind being lonely just so long as I am free. Neo, show, carry me. My darling, you will never understand the price you pay when you claim to be a man. All you do is run and play, you skin your knee, it's not the same. Neo, show, won't you carry me away? Southbound to Texas, to the Gulf and far away. I don't mind being lonely just so long as I am free. Neo, show, carry me. Some men aren't the kind you put into a grave. They burn to ashes, they turn to gray. Some are loosed into the wind. I gave my daddy to the river to wash him of his sin. Neo, show, won't you carry me away? Southbound to Texas, to the Gulf and far away. I don't mind being lonely just so long as I'm free. Neo, show, carry me. Neo, show, carry me.
Jennifer Knapp on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Going to take a break and be back with her and much, much more here on the Mighty 790. 6:23 is her time. This is the Mighty 790 KFGO. Bob Harris here along with Scott Storm and our special guest tonight, Jennifer Knapp, who is going to be appearing tomorrow night and also Saturday night. And let's talk a little bit about those two appearances. Where are you tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night I'm hanging out at the NDSU campus. I'm actually there courtesy of Cody Shuler and The Gathering. They're helping support us have supporting me coming up here and having a few conversations about what it's like to be LGBT in faith community. Mm-hmm. So we did that yesterday at the Concordia campus, and then again, of course, tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the NDSU campus. So it's just basically a chance to get a hold of me and ask me Q&A time and talk about, and where I just talk about my experience of what it's been like coming out of a Christian community. That I'm actually still engaged in very much, but what it's like, because there's oftentimes a lot of controversy centered around sexual orientation and faith. You know, what is it like? We often think that, you know, it's incompatible to be a person of faith, that people who give over to their sexual orientation have somehow lost their faith. And so I get to speak into that a little bit. It's a real honor and a privilege to be able to do so.
I would imagine, too, probably one of the big questions you get is, well, maybe you left because your record company says, well, no, if you're not going to do Christian and you're, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I think that's often the assumption. And, you know, for me, I left Christian music mostly as it was an artistic decision for when I left in 2002. And I hadn't quite even come to the personal space of being able to kind of recognize how my sexual orientation fit into that. But I think it really speaks a lot that, you know, I'd like to speak up very openly and candidly that I had a record company that I'm still friends with, in terms of, you know, I'm not in that genre anymore as an artist, but they're still very much, you know, a part of my life and part of friendships that I've had. And my sexual orientation hasn't played that much played that into it negatively. But at the same time, you know, there aren't any openly gay Christian artists out there that are working in, you know, the proper mainstream Christian artists. I mean, one of the first reactions that happened for me was that retailers pulled me off the shelves, and the Christian music that I'd had was kind of viewed as something that was then broken and something that people couldn't accept. And I think what that does is it speaks negatively to a lot of LGBT people, people who've grown, who realize that they're gay or bisexual, transgendered or lesbian. To be able to see somebody continue to try and erase that legacy is something that's really dramatic and really can be a negative effect. And I think part of sharing my story is trying to put that in perspective and show that you can have a really positive life by coming out and being able to share your art and your gifts.
Are you seeing people changing their minds, though? I mean, the old perception. Are people finally coming around and understanding?
You know, I think that's changing a lot, mostly just because people are starting to tell their stories now. For a long time, it was really taboo to kind of, I mean, it's pretty shocking that we're on, to me, like I grew up in Kansas and AM radio talking about homosexuality would have been just like a mind-blowing event when I was a little kid. And now, you know, I'm not even breaking a sweat. I don't know about you, but it's the taboos of that is broken. And I think with some of the criticism sometimes that make it sound like gay is a fashion trend or something like that, it's not. But what we're seeing is people more comfortable with telling what it's like, mm-hmm. Telling what it's like to grow up in high school, to grow up in small towns, to, you know, to be musicians, to be famous people, to be average, firemen and postal workers and all the kind of ordinary lives that we have. And as we share that, we start to kind of lift the veil and the surprise and the secrecy and the shame off of being sexually and out of not being heterosexual and all of the kind of continuum of that. And we get to see that, you know, that's a really positive thing to be able to connect with other people and let people know who you are as a real person and the things that are important to you.
I don't know if I'm using the right terminology, but since you came out,
yeah,
you sold millions on the Christians labels, LPs. Are they still selling well?
Well,
did that affect you at all?
It's really hard to actually gauge, to be honest, because the bottom, like the entertainment industry in and of itself is entirely different. We're now, because of the internet, and internet theft, and artists will talk to you about this all the time. We've all seen like a 90% loss in how we kind of measure like how many records we're selling. In fact, I think only two bands last year sold over 1 million records. So in the whole world, because it's all kind of being free on the internet. So it's really hard to gauge in that way. But I will say as a result, I mean, it's really hard. I mean, it's been a very difficult to kind of re-engage an audience that's very familiar with me, because there are Christian people out there that are familiar with my catalog that Christian outlets won't talk about me. They just won't even mention my name. And so every day we see people showing up on Twitter or Facebook, even though I've been out and performing for the last 4 years, going, "Oh my gosh, you're making music again." And they freak out and they're going, "Oh my gosh, you're gay," and they freak out. And, you know, the truth is I've been doing all this for quite some time now. So, but slowly but surely, you know, word gets out and it's a brave new world and it's fun to be a part of it.
Speaking of brave new, do you, when you do your shows, do you go back and do some of the gospel songs?
I do. Yeah. You know, my audience has taught me a lot about that. I've tried to kind of let go of that career 1.0. And when I first kind of came back to music, I was really eager to not ever play any of that old Christian music again. But at the same time, like a lot of my audience comes and says, "Oh man, I really love this song. Will you play it?" And they've kind of taught me that there are things that are part of our story and a part of our journey, and some of the songs that I write that are still comfortable for me to play and still are part of my narrative show up in my set list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, that's interesting. Interesting. You know what? We're going to do we have a break here, Scott? I wasn't keeping track here. I'm sorry.
We have one quick break for a CBS News update, and we'll be right back.
Why don't we do that, and then we'll come back with another song.
Absolutely.
From Jennifer Knapp here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Welcome back. Harris Happening continues for the next 7 minutes before we check in with our Minnesota Twins. Tonight a new series begins as they take on the Cleveland Indians right here for the final series of the year. Thank goodness.
Remember, Gardy needs 2 out of 4 to get to 1,000 career wins.
I'm not convinced, but we'll see what happens.
No, don't worry. He'll get them next year with the Twins.
By the way, being from Kansas, are you keep track
of
the
Royals?
Oh, mate,
don't talk to me about the Kansas City Royals. We had a good run there for a minute. I got really excited, and it's an honor, let me just say, to be in the wild card wild card playoff list. That's about as, you know, it's kind of like a nice, hopeful year. So baby steps, I suppose.
Jennifer Knapp is our special guest. That's the voice you just heard. Her latest album is called Letting Go. She's working on a new one right now as well. And we want you to do one more song before we let you go here tonight. And we're going to go over the shows again here, too, when you're done.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll be playing this one tomorrow night when I get to Studio 222. But you get to hear it here for free first.
Let's do it. By the way, is it tough? Is it tough to... We've got four people in the studio. Is it tough to do it for four people?
Oh, I'm awesome everywhere I go.
Jennifer Knapp, everybody.
All right, here we go.
In my blood, the son of a Kansas sky. Turn the Flint Hills gold and burn them dry. Oh, the roads I had to take to make good my escape. Oh, Tornado Alley, don't I know you well. I should have known better than to build my house in hell. Oh, the bones I've had to break to make my home in such a place. I think I need a doctor with a shot to kill me, whiskey or bullet, please. A shot to be my remedy. You've been around my neck so burdensome. You say I've changed, you ruined what I've become. Oh, the bones I've had to perfect space. I think I need a doctor with a shot to cure me, whiskey or bullet, please. A shot to be my remedy. Hey, yeah, yeah,
Jennifer Knapp on the Mighty 790 KFGO. That was fantastic. The name of that song was?
Remedy.
Remedy. Excellent, excellent. That's going to be on the new album?
Absolutely.
Okay. Tell us again now. Now, tomorrow night, you're going to be at?
NDSU. I'll be doing an IOF, which is talking about LGBT faith inclusion. And then for more music and a good old concert, good time is Saturday night at 7 p.m. Studio 222, I think $10 tickets, and we'll be having a good time.
By the way, I'm holding your last CD, Letting Go. Will they be available at either place?
I'll be selling merch everywhere I go.
Okay, excellent. And you got a website, too.
Yeah, jennifernapp.com. That's K-N-A-P-P, Knapp, okay. And we'll see you there.
Is the guitar always what you played? Have you ever played anything else?
You know, I'm a trumpet player, but that's a little bit hard to sing and play
really?
At the same time.
Yeah, that would be difficult, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry we didn't have more time because I really have enjoyed this chat with you tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
And I hope you get a lot of folks out there because, folks, it's not often we get to Dove Award winner in town and a Grammy nominee as well. So,
well, thank you to Cody Schuler and
thank
the gathering
Cody.
For bringing us out. It's been a real blessing to be here.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.